When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees challenged him. Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, Even I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I come from and where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are true because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is true. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me. Then they asked him, Where is your Father? Do you know me or my Father? Jesus replied, If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him because his hour had not yet come.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑夜里走，必要得着生命的光。法利赛人对他说，你是为自己做见证，你的见证不真实。耶稣说，我虽然为自己做见证，我的见证却是真的，因为我知道我从哪里来，要往哪里去。你们却不知道我从哪里来，要往何处去。你们是以貌取人的人，但是我却不是这样判断别人的。就判断别人来说，我的断定也是真实存在的，因为我并不是一个人在这里坐下断言。我有我的天父与我同在。你们的律法上也记载说，两个人的见证才是真实的。我是为自己做见证的，还有差我来的父亲也为我做见证。他们就问我说，你的父亲到底在哪里？耶稣回答说，你们不是认识我，也不认识我的父亲。若是认识我，也就认识我的父亲了。这些话是耶稣在殿里的库房教导别人的时候所说的话，也没有人在那个时候抓捕他，因为耶稣基督的时刻还没有到来。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。 第二阶段的节目名字是读经大讲堂，英文名字是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习和问题讨论。希望这样的趣味性互动过程可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音的第14讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all.The following is my interview with Sister on related issues. Today is the 14th lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. So the first part is my today's Bible study summary. In this passage from the Bible, Jesus talks to the people and tells them that he's the light of the world. He says that if people follow him,They will never be in darkness and will have bright light. The Pharisees, who were religious leaders at that time, didn't believe Jesus and questioned his testimony, seeing that he couldn't prove his own words. Jesus responds by saying that, even though he was testifying about himself, his words were true because he knew where he came from and where he was going. He explained that he didn't judge people based on human standards, that his judgments were fair because he wasn't alone. He was supported by God, whom he called Father. Jesus also mentioned that according to their own laws, the testimony of two witnesses is considered true. He claimed that he was one witness, and the Father who sent him was the other. When the Pharisees asked him where his father was, Jesus told them that they knew him, they would also know his father, referring to God. Despite the Pharisees' doubts and questions, they didn't arrive at Jesus at that moment because it was not the right time for it to happen. I think in this passage, Jesus is trying to convince to the people that he is the light and the truth, and that by following him, they can find a meaningful and bright life. Now, let my sister Ingrid explain the Bible message study go further.
The outstanding points in this text are that Jesus is the light and that those who follow him will walk in the light of life.
大家好，这篇段落的突出重点是耶稣本身就是光，跟随他的人将在生命中的光中行走。
That means when we are following Jesus, it is not necessary to question something because Jesus will give us a deep understanding of the spiritual truth.
也就是说，当我们跟随耶稣的时候，没必要质疑某些事情，因为耶稣会让我们深刻理解精神中的真理。
The religious leaders did not walk in the light, therefore they needed a testimony and blamed Jesus not having one. As you mentioned, Jesus said that there were two persons who gave witness, he and his fathers.
宗教领袖没有行走在光明当中，因此他们需要见证，并指责耶稣没有其他见证者。正如我提到的，耶稣说做见证的人须是两个人，而他和他的父亲同在。
But at last he said to the religious leaders that it was impossible for them to understand because only who knows Jesus knows the Father and those who knows the Father knows Jesus.
但最后他对宗教领袖们说，他们不可能理解，因为只有认识耶稣基督的人才能认识天父。而只有认识天父的人才最终认识基督。 Okay, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become Christians. The first one, sister, what does Jesus mean when he said, I'm the light of the world? How does this mindful help us understand his role and mission?
耶稣说我是世界的光是什么意思呢？这个比喻如何帮助我们理解他的角色和使命呢？
When Jesus said, I am the light of the world, there must be a darkness of the world.
当耶稣说我是世界的光的时候，世界必定有黑暗的存在。
The darkness of the world are the devil and the demons who gave God access to the world through the sin of Adam and Eve.
世界的黑暗就是魔鬼和邪灵，他们通过亚当和夏娃的罪孽进入了世界当中。
The wonderful relationship between God and humanity was broken at this time, and the devil became the prince of the world, and evil and darkness ruled the world.
当时上帝与人类之间美好的关系被打破，魔鬼成为世界上的主宰者，邪恶和黑暗统治着世界。
When Jesus came, the kingdom of God came again to light, a light for humanity and made it possible for human beings to get reconciliated with God and have a peaceful and forgiven relationship with him.
当耶稣降临的时候，上帝的王国再次降临，为人类点亮光亮，使人类能够与上帝和解，与上帝建立和平宽恕的关系。 Second question, sister, why do the Pharisees change the validity of Jesus' testimony? What cultural or legal standards are they referring to?
为什么法利赛人质疑耶稣证词的有效性？他们指的是什么文化或者是法律标准？
In the event that happened before, Jesus showed that he stands over the law of Moses by not stoning the woman who committed adultery.
在之前发生的事件当中，耶稣没有用石头砸死犯通奸罪的女人，这表明他尊重摩西的律法。
Now the Pharisees blame him that he was wrong because he did not attend an institute to learn the law of Moses and does not have authority to stand over the law.
现在法利赛人责备他，说他做错了，因为他没有参加学习摩西法律的相关学院，也没有相关的权柄去遵守相关的法律。Next issue.How does Jesus define the validity of his testimony? What does he mean when he says he knows where he came from and where he's going?
耶稣如何捍卫他证词的有效性呢？当他说他知道自己从哪里来，要到哪里去的时候，他是指什么意思呢？
Jesus defends his testimony by explaining that it comes directly from God. He says he knows that he was sent from heaven and will go to heaven again.
耶稣为他的证言辩护，解释说这证言直接来自于上帝。他说他知道他是从天堂被派来的，最终会将回到天堂。
Next issue, sister.What distinction does Jesus make between human judgment and his own judgment? How does this relate to his relationship with the Father?
耶稣对人的判断和他自己的判断做了什么样的区分呢？这与他和天父的关系又有什么连结呢？
Human judgment is by the flesh, which just judge by the things our eyes can see, but we don't have the deeper understanding about the circumstances and the intention of the heart that lead a person to sin. As I mentioned in the last podcast, we don't know anything about this woman, why she committed adultery, her reason and the state of her marriage, and so on.
人的判断是基于肉体的。我们只是根据眼睛能看到的事情来进行判断，但是我们对导致一个人犯罪的情况和内心意图并没有深度的了解。正如我在上一个播客当中提到的，我们对这个女人一无所知，不知道她为什么要通奸，她的理由和她的婚姻状况等等，我们无一知晓。
Jesus does not judge us because those who follow him will not go into the judgment in front of the great with white throne, which is written in the book of Revelation. They go directly to life.
耶稣并不审判我们，因为跟随他的人不会进入启示录所记载的白色座前的审判，而是最终会获得生命的延续。
When the judgment in front of the great white throne comes one day, Jesus is the judge, but together with his Father, and it will be a righteous judgment because the Father knows everything.
终有一天，在白色王座前的审判来临的时候，耶稣是审判者，但他与他的父亲在一起，这将会是一个公正的审判，因为父亲晓得一切事情。
Next one, sister. Jesus referenced the law and the states the testimony of two witnesses too. Where in the Old Testament can we find this law? Why is it significant in this context?
耶稣本人他引用了律法，律法规定两个人的证词才是真实的。我们要在旧约的哪里可以找到这条律法呢？为什么这种情况非常重要？
We can find this law in the fourth book of Moses, chapter 35:30 and fifth Moses 17:7.
我们可以在摩西第四章中的第35、30章和第五摩西经第17章中找到这条出名的律法。
It is related there to the condemnation of death that a person that committed murder only shall be killed if there are two witnesses.
这与死刑的判决有关，即只在两名证人的情况下，犯有谋杀罪的人才会被处以极刑。
In 5th Moses 19 verse 15,It is extended to all kind of sin that it only shall be punished by the witness of two.
在第五摩西十九章第十五节中，它扩展到所有类型的罪孽，只有两个人在一起才能受到最终的审判和惩罚。Okay, sister, nice question. Who does Jesus claim as his two witnesses, and how does this support his argument aboutThe validity of his own testimony. 耶稣声称谁是他的两个证人呢？这又如何支持他关于证词的有效性的论点呢？
He said his testimony is true because he and his Father in heaven witness about him.
他说，他的证言是真实有效的，因为他与他的天父同在。Nice one. So,What's the significance of the Pharisees asking Jesus, "Where is your father?" How does Jesus' response deepen our understanding of his relationship with God and the Father? 法利赛人问耶稣，你的父亲在哪儿？这样的问题有什么意义呢？耶稣的回答如何加深了我们对他与天父、上帝之间关系的理解呢？
Jesus and his Father are one. When we see Jesus, we see the Father.
耶稣与天父是一体的。当我们看到了耶稣，就看到了天父。Next one, sister. How does Jesus' teaching of location in the temple courts enhance the meaning of this passage? What's the significance of him not being seized at that moment?耶稣在圣殿里传道，这如何加强了这段经文的含义？当时他并没有抓住，这是为什么呢？
The temple was a holy place. Not everyone was allowed to teach there. There were guardians who kept the common people, which were not allowed to teach out.
圣殿是神圣的地方，并不是所有人都可以在那里传道的。那里有看守人。把不准传道的普通人会挡在外面。
Jesus was not thrown out at that moment because they arrested him later when his hour for to die came.
耶稣当时并没有被赶出去，因为后来当他为我们死的时刻来到了，他们才逮捕了他。Next one, what does this passage reveal about the nature of Jesus' mission and his relationship with the Father? How can this understanding impact a Christian's faith and life? 这段经文揭示了耶稣的使命性质以及与他的天父关系是怎样的呢？这种理解如何影响基督徒的信仰与我们的生活呢？
Jesus' mission is to be the light of the life and to destroy the works of the devil. His Father has sent him because he loves us you so much that he does not want that you perish but have eternal life.
耶稣的使命是成为生命之光，摧毁魔鬼的所作所为。他的父亲派他来，因为他非常爱世人。他不想让世人毁灭，而是希望每个世人都会最终拥有永生。
In Romans, it is written, when you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth, you are saved.
罗马书上曾写道，当你心里相信的时候，口里承认的时候，你就得救了。
The good question is, what shall we believe and confess? God is God's Son, and God has written it from the death to save our lives.
问题很好，我们应该相信和承认什么样的内容呢？耶稣是上帝的儿子，上帝让他从死亡中复活，来拯救我们的生命。The last question for my sister. How can Jesus claim to be the light of the world, guide a Christian's daily life and decisions? What practical step can be taken to follow the light? 耶稣自称是世界之光，这如何指导基督徒的日常生活和抉择呢？我们又可以采取哪些实际步骤来追随这道光呢？
Jesus is now in heaven, sitting at the right side of God Father. But Christians are not orphans. We have the Holy Spirit in us, who is part of the goodness too, and who is leading and guiding us.
耶稣现在在天堂，坐在天父的身边，但基督徒并不是孤儿，我们有圣灵相伴，他也是神的一部分，他领导和指引着我们的存在。
Practical steps are to end with the kingdom of darkness, repent and confess the sin to Father in heaven, and pray for forgiveness in Jesus' name.
实际上，结束黑暗王国，向天上的神父、天父祈祷，承认罪孽，并以耶稣的名义祈求得到宽恕。
Then we will be Christians and following Jesus. Our daily action is to learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and Jesus. When we would like to commit a mistake or sin, the Holy Spirit will warn us.
这样我们就最终会成为基督徒，跟随主。我们每天的行动是学会聆听圣灵和耶稣的声音。当我们想犯错或者罪孽的时候，圣灵会警告我们。
Not always by a hearable voice, but by a part of the Bible, the word of God which we are reading, the advice of a good friend or a mate or a Christian or a person we absolutely don't like, but God wants us to obey.
并不是总可以听到这样的声音，而仅仅是通过圣经的一部分，如我们正在阅读上帝的话语，或者是好朋友，或者是成熟的基督徒，或者是我们绝对不喜欢，但上帝希望我们服从人的建议，都可以得到这样的声音。
The more we learn to hear and obey, the easier it is to hear and follow Jesus and to come in that relationship with God where Jesus is my personal light in my life.
我们越是学会聆听和服从，就越容易聆听和追随耶稣本人，并与上帝建立起连结。耶稣最终会成为我们生命中的个人之光。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年夏天快乐，我们下期再会。